Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. If you just joined us, well, sorry you missed the first part. Don't forget, you can always catch it. KNSSradio.com, upper right-hand corner, podcast, down one, hover over Good Life Guy, and there you have it. There's over 2 years of programming. On the phone with me today is Ryan Mitchell. He's Ed's only son and serves as the business and technological brain behind his father's brand, and it is a brand. They just came out with a book that they collaborated on together. They had a little help from Zella Palmer, and it's Ed Mitchell's Barbecue. And you go, okay, there's a bunch of barbecue books. But you thumb through, and first things first, it's got spectacular pictures. It's got menus. It's got some historical pictures, some old family pictures, and the recipes. There's dessert recipes, banana pudding, oh yeah, wide awake butter beans, and look, it looks like there's some pig pieces in there making it flavorful, and there's just, I can't tell you how many different recipes that are in here that catch my eye. I make collard greens, in fact, I still have a little bit left over, that I just like my dad did, except I put some white wine in there as we're cooking them down, and mine looked just like yours. With the, I had two big smoked ham hocks in the little pot that I cooked. Anyway, all right, Ryan. We talked a little bit about Dad. We talked a little bit about you. The chore of putting together a book like this is daunting. And whose idea? Tell us a little bit about Zella and how she helped. But it had to be a challenge, and I can just see you and your dad sitting across from the table going, well, what are we going to put in now? What recipe do we want to use? How are we going to do it? How was that?
Man, I'm telling you, man, it was, you know, it brought us closer together than ever before because, you know, from a recipe standpoint, you know, those old recipes and those cooks from his time and my grandmother, those cooks are notoriously free-handed, man. So it wasn't a lot written down. We had to go back and kind of record and get my grandmother and him to kind of, you know, redo and write some stuff down and record and food test, you know, almost on a daily, weekly basis. Then we were fortunate enough to be able to find one of our old other notebooks that we had from the restaurant, and that kind of saved the day. You know, as far as the recipe development was concerned. Yeah. But none of this is possible, man, without Zella. As soon as we got going on the project, you know, soon as Harper decided that this the project was going to get greenlighted. I mean, this is 7 years in the making. Yeah. You know, it's something I don't think most people understand, man. We took us 7 years to get this project out to the world. And so once we interviewed her and realized that her roots and her family background was also, you know, from our city and from our hometown as well, you know, we didn't have to sell her on the idea of how we wanted to put it together. And her pen and her research was just phenomenal, man. She came down and spent, you know, weeks at the NC Archives finding these old North Carolina barbecue photos. And, you know, the a major piece to the project was being able to give our ancestors a voice, you know, through some of these historical photos, because, you know, those pitmasters that paved the way often, you know, they get lost in transition a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, just you know, there were so many photos we could use. I think that was the hardest part about trying to find the best ones and deciding on, you know, which ones were going to have the most impact throughout the project. But, you know, from the time that we started putting the project together, once we realized it was going to be something bigger than just a little memoir and a bunch of chit-chatting about recipes, we were, so, you know, I told my dad, I said, this project has to emulate barbecue, and barbecue is more inclusive than anything else, all right? So that's why you see a lot of the contributions and the voices in the book from a couple of different key players, all the way from the foreword by Dr. Conyers,
yeah.
The other city research, county research by Ms. Lisa Henderson, and then we had John T. Edge, founder of the Southern Foodways Alliance, give his contribution, as well as a photographer, Bax Miller, is North Carolina-based. Her family played a huge role in you know, the eyesight and the photography and the plating that it took to kind of get the project done. So, you know, we had a lot of North Carolina hands rooted, you know, involved in making sure it was going to be successful. So everybody, you know, that we respected along the way in barbecue had a voice in the project.
Well,
and so that was key thing for us.
It shows, and just, you know, some of the family pictures or the pictures that your researchers found and, you know, from days gone by. The one, but this one might not be that old. It's right in the beginning, opposite of generational wealth growing up in barbecue. And to me, this looks like a Cuban caja china made in the backyard. You know, it's a...
yeah, man. Yep.
Am I close?
Yes, sir. You're close, man. Those things are all around the... you know, if you ride up and down our city, you know, you'll see more of those things than you see cars. You know, everybody's driveway has a barrel, man. And that's part of the culture that people don't understand. You know, while we don't, you know, we never try to sit across and talk about, like, oh, we're the best to ever do it and nobody else did it. I know. I mean, like, everybody is really good. You know, where we're from, everybody participated and upholding the culture of barbecue. So those, and you'll see those things everywhere. Everybody has a secret sauce and a secret recipe.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, it, nowadays you can spend $800, $1,000, $1,500 on some kind of a offset cooking appliance, and they're good. They're real good. But oftentimes the best work is done on something that was put together out of scrap metal and time and heart. And
that's right.
I love that. But I'm guilty. I have a Kamado Joe and I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me this. Looking at these recipes, maybe even some memories back to Grandma and Grandpa's restaurant, mm-hmm. What is your dad's favorite thing to work on? Is it the whole hog? And then is it the same for you? What do you like to cook?
Yes. You know, his favorite protein is the whole hog to work on. Mine is going to be the pork chops. You know, I'm a huge pork chop fan. And his second favorite thing was the baby back ribs. You know what I mean? So he, you know, him and my uncles, man, they have, you know, those rib competition battles right at work, you know. So, you know, everybody, because they, you know, the baby backs versus the, you know, the St. Louis or the spare ribs is always the fat, you know, always the inner family, you know, competition, because, you know, they take the ribs and make them, you take the St. Louis cuts and make rib tips and all kind of things out of those, right? So, but the baby backs are maybe a little bit more tender. Yeah. So, you know, the ribs, you know, one of my favorites is the pork chops. I'm a huge pork chop fan.
And pork chops, then I have two desires when it comes to pork chops. Are you thick or are you thin or are you both?
It may gotta be thick cut bone in, man.
There you go. Well, I like thin for the reason that I can get, if I use a marinade, for example, I get a lot more flavor, but there's nothing better than a thick, if I say lean, I don't mean really lean. It's got to have the right amount of fat or it's not right. But
yeah, got to have a little fat on the edge, man.
Yeah. Are you dry rubbing, dry seasoning, sauce at the table, sauce before you take them off? What do you do?
Yeah, we dry rub. You know, the pork chops and the ribs get a little dry rub going on. You know, so a little, you know, salt and pepper, and then we do our rib rub mix on there, a little smoked paprika and some, mm-hmm. you know, crushed red peppers and a little bit of garlic. And then we smoke them, you know, dry. And then at the end of the process, once we pull them, then we'll steam them up a little bit. We'll put them back in the pan and cover them with some aluminum foil and kind of get, you know, let them do a little tenderizing inside the smokers. You know?
Well,
so we do that for the ribs and the pork chops.
You know, while you're talking, I'm thumbing through, and when I look at I guess this is still the appetizer section. Yeah, hush puppies, let them roll fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, man.
The difference between what I remember and this just picture alone, that little pimento mm-hmm. cheese and bacon on top.
Oh yeah. Oh.
That's dinner.
Oh yeah.
You don't even need to have meat.
You don't need it, man. We used to make, you know, that's what the sandwiches are made out of, and that's a whole meal.
Yeah. Deviled eggs, smoked collard green dip. You're killing me. I may have to change my recipe plan for Sunday because
you got to try that smoked collard green dip is a game changer, man. It's you know, kind of a country rendition on a spinach dip, but we use the smoked collard greens. It's really good.
You think I could take, I have probably 4 or 5 cups of my collard greens left over. You think if I just put them on the smoker a little bit, indirect, man, and a small light fire, I could get a good base to start with that?
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Crackling crusted chicken wings, Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, man. Now that's one of my that's my personal my other favorite recipe that I had a hand in kind of honing over the course of the years. You know, some of these recipes, honestly, you know, once you get inside the restaurant business, and you know, the most creative guys are the hungry chefs, the hungry line cooks who are trying to, you know, recreate a staff meal or create something, you know, out of nothing, man, right? So, crackling crusted chicken wings, you know, we used to sell the pork skins by the bag. And at the end of the night, you know, the leftover bags, you know, just full of crumbs or whatever that nobody would buy. So, you know, one of our line cooks would take the leftover bags of pork crackling and turn it into, you know, like a crust, you know, like a, you know, just, you know, we dip the chicken wings and get them all, you know, a little bit of egg, get a little wash on them. And we coat the chicken wings with the pork crackling.
Oh, my goodness.
And throw them on the smoker, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is, you know, it started out as being, you know, kind of just, you know, an edge away from, you know, eating the fried chicken up. But, man, let me tell you, it turned into a total game changer as far as how you judge chicken wings.
Oh, I bet. And you got your grandma's chicken, fried chicken recipe in here, too. And that's something that I think, you know, I don't know, but here in and around South Central Kansas, if you ask people about fried chicken, they go, "Oh, you know, I like churches," or "You don't fix chicken at home." And I'm guilty. We have a little fryer, and we've never fried chicken. But when you look at that recipe,
you look at that recipe and go find you a skillet, and, you know, and fry it in the pan.
Yep.
And you won't go back to churches unless you just have to.
that was my grandparents' way. I wish I had. My granddad had the biggest. Okay, I was little then, but you know, this biggest deep dish, perfectly seasoned old iron skillet, and that thing with fried chicken. You're killing me. And then I love this quote. I don't eat everybody's potato salad. And, you know,
I'm a huge fan. Potato salad and the deviled eggs, and then the potato salad are probably my two favorite sides. But you know, my grandmother was, you know, she was huge. She has a huge impact at our local church, and so when it was time to feed the clergy and kind of, we would have these church dinners after church. You know, she would be in charge of bringing, you know, a lot of the sides and some of the desserts as well. So, you know, the clergy would understand that, you know, you need to find Mother Mitchell's potato salad, you know, because we don't eat everybody's potato salad. So
everybody wants to bring some, but that's okay. We got one.
Right. Exactly. You gotta find you know, very specific person who's in charge of the potato salad. So that was a little leg up there that we kind of gave away.
Well, and then I think, you know, I told you I might have some beverage out by the Kamado Joe on Sunday, and I look at Ed's pineapple whiskey lemonade.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That was a little creation we had there at the restaurant. One of our favorite bartenders used to put that together, and, you know, those are some of his favorite little mixes there that kind of take, you know, take the edge off and pair well with a barbecue sandwich or a slab of ribs. You can't go wrong.
Or just the smoke coming out of the smoker. Boy, I'll tell you.
I'm
enamored with the photography. I'm so glad that HarperCollins let you do this kind of photography. And we didn't talk about Sherry's smoked mac and cheese, but folks, you got to get a copy of this book. You can do it a couple of ways. Of course, you can go to Amazon. That's pretty easy. Or you can go to the pitmasteredmitchell.com. And there you will find some other great products. Like I said in the beginning, I ordered the three-bottle sauce, a good kind of tour around barbecue country. But there's a lot of great products. Were you did you push Dad towards doing this, or was it his idea of having the website with different products branded by Big Ed?
Yeah, this was, you know, we've been, it was both of ours, to be honest, but I had to, you know, kind of take the lead on the tech side as far as getting the website and getting our partnerships in order to do so. So, you know, we bottled our first sauce, man, way back in 1990. And so to evolve into having it on, you know, websites and having a brand, you know, building a brand around a new line of no sugar, no added sugar barbecue sauces and rubs. That's been a journey.
Well, I should have ordered. I should have ordered some other things. I got to go to one of my anchor sponsors is All Things Barbecue here in town, and it truly is where barbecue legends are made here in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
And the proprietor, Don Carey, is the guy who invented and manufactures Yoder smokers. And that's where I buy all my ingredients, wood and such. And he carries John Henry's products. I don't know if you ever heard of John Henry, but
I have.
John Henry's pecan rub is my favorite go-to pork seasoning, no matter what the meat is. And I got to get some of that. The only thing I wish, though, is I would have had some of your rub, but I'll get some. And my sausage will be here Monday at the latest, so it'll be good on leftovers.
Oh, yeah. That'll be the best part. Whatever you're cooking tomorrow, you know, you cook up enough to last you until Tuesday.
Tuesday? I'm going for the whole week.
All right. Go for the whole week, man. That's what I would do.
If you're going to cook a brisket and you're going to spend all day doing it, you might as well cook two.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, I'm enamored. I don't say that, don't use that word that often with a book, but you guys have blown it out of the park. I see a potential James Beard Award by the end of the year. And more importantly, I hope you sell a bunch of them. I'm going to let you go, but before I do, are you getting to spend time with your dad on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, we're splitting the deal today. He's out with some with his family and my uncles and brothers, and his brothers. And then tomorrow we're gonna put a few steaks on the grill, man. And we got an event. We have a book signing, lo and behold, tomorrow morning.
Oh, well.
So we're gonna knock that out and then get back to the grill. Back to the couch.
You got to tell him for me that Good Life God says Happy Father's Day. I'll say the same to you. I don't know if you got any babies yet, but you know, it's there was a survey on one of the morning shows yesterday about what's more popular, and like 75% of respondents said Mother's Day was more popular than Father's Day, and I think Father's Day only got like 15%. But you know, that's right. Okay. I don't want gifts. I just want to cook something nice, and if I wish my boys could be here, but I get to see them the end of the month. Well, look, happy Father's Day to you and yours, and congratulations on a great book.
Thank you so much, man.
It's been a pleasure.
I appreciate the support.
All right, well,
yes, sir.
Carrie Bachman's allowing me to give away a copy, so I'll bid you farewell, and I'll tell my listeners, all you got to do is be caller number 5. Max will take down your info, and we'll get you a copy of Ed Mitchell's Barbecue, and wait till you see the pictures. Wait till you see the recipes. If you've ever traveled in the South, if you were lucky enough to be born or raised in the South, there's things in here that are going to tickle your fancy. And again, scratch and sniff would be so good if you could just smell this Carolina barbecue sauce or these ribs. What fun. Call now. You know the number. 316-869-1330. We'll give a copy of Ed Mitchell's Barbecue book to you. Won't get there for Father's Day, but, you know, we could work a deal. I could photocopy a couple pages if you need a recipe for Sunday. Don't go away. I got some fun things to tell you about that are happening today and the rest of the week. And then I got a red wine from Paso Robles. It's a red blend. It's put together by Mac McPrice. McPrice Myers is his full name, and it's called High on the Hog. How appropriate after talking about barbecue. We'll be back right after this break. Don't run off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.